Packers have played their four quarters. Now it's time for the fifth quarter. Here are Matt and Rob with The Athletic's Matt Schneidman.
Good snap. Good hold. The kick on the way by Santos, and it is good! The Bears' losing streak comes to an end on the final play of the regular season as Chicago comes to Lambeau and upsets the Packers 24-22.
That's how it ended yesterday at Lambeau. We bring in The Athletic's Matt Schneidman. Good morning, Matt. What the hell happened yesterday?
Well, a team played most of the game without their starting quarterback, their star running back, and was just overall sloppy going into the playoffs. And Matt LaFleur said yesterday that anything is on the table for people who want to assume that the Packers kind of took their foot off the gas with the playoff spot already clinched. He was asked if that kind of played a role in what we saw yesterday. He said, anything's fair game right now. I don't know. So Packers couldn't be going into Philly with worse vibes right now. The things that have ailed them this season, the self-inflicted stuff, the fumbles, the bad clock management from Matt LaFleur, the slow starts on offense that have ailed them in a couple of these big games against the Vikings and Lions, those popped up again yesterday. So, and not to mention, it looks like Christian Watson sustained a significant knee injury. So they're going to have to pull the magic out of their hat going to Philadelphia for next Sunday's game.
So you were at Lambeau yesterday, watched it very closely. Do you think they took their foot off the gas?
It's so hard to tell. I don't want to make assumptions and say yes. You never really know. You don't want to question the effort of professional football players. I think LaFleur was just saying that to say it. I can't sit here and say that they weren't trying 100%. I mean, the coaches took their foot off the gas in a way by resting guys, and that's understandable. You know, Josh Jacobs got rested. Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur said, could have gone back in. He got rested, obviously. It wouldn't have mattered if they had won because the Commanders still won. But, yeah, I can't sit here and say the players themselves didn't try.
So with that in mind, looking ahead to the next game against Philadelphia, do you have any hope for this game? Is there any hope for the Packers going into the next game?
Sure, there's hope. I mean, they still have really talented players. They went into Dallas and upset the Cowboys last year. But at some point, these guys are going to get blue in the face, saying, we have the guys in this locker room to make a run. I'm confident in these guys. We know what we need to fix. Xavier McKinney said it yesterday. At some point, they just got to do it. And maybe that time to do it is Sunday against the Eagles. Any team is beatable. You look at what the Vikings did yesterday. They looked invincible all season, and then they lay a stinker. The Lions, I don't know if anybody's beating them, but the Packers almost did. So I have a story coming out Wednesday on Xavier McKinney. I sat down with him for about 25 minutes last week, and something he told me that's not in the story is he really thinks the Packers can beat any team in the league. And Keyshawn Nixon said that too, I believe, recently. Sure, they can, but they got to show it. So there's a little bit of hope, but not much.
This is the fifth quarter with The Athletic's Matt Schneidman. Tom Silverstein with the Milwaukee Journal had a headline out today. It's time for Matt LaFleur to huddle with his players, figure out how to revive the passing game. He goes on to write, quote, the Packers look like a football team made from Legos when they pass the ball. The pieces can move around the field because there's a few movable parts, but mostly they can't do anything more than they were limited to doing. And now you lose Christian Watson, it looks like. How do they get this passing game clicking more effectively?
Well, Jordan Love's got to be more accurate and have better ball placement. He said that yesterday after the game. He said, we need to be great with accuracy, ball placement, and everything else. And I asked him, well, what does he think he is right now in those areas? He said, not consistent enough. He said, it's too inconsistent. He needs to be better. Packers had to have better play calling. They need to, you know, I don't want to say trust Jordan Love, but the Packers' ideal way of going about a game is establishing the run, which opened things up for Jordan Love. They can't just go by that every single game. They maybe need to be more flexible. They might need to win this game on Sunday with Jordan Love throwing the ball if the Eagles put extra guy in the box. And we'll see how Jordan Love's right hand feels. He said that it still hurt a little bit, or I don't know if hurt's the right word, but it was still a little numb after the game. It's part of the reason why he didn't go back in, even though Matt LaFleur said he could have. He expects to be fine for Sunday's game, but I guess we'll see what his participation level in practice is this week. And if that hand's not 100%, I don't know if they can win a game with him throwing it and you know, hope for that improvement in the passing game.
What was the feeling after the game about Christian Watson and that injury, the second game in three contests where he's leaving the game with an injury?
Yeah, the feeling was not good. Matt LaFleur doesn't normally discuss injuries at the podium, or he says, I'll have more for you later in the week. He said he's not confident about Christian Watson's knee. I think everyone is just assuming ACL. It was a non-contact right knee injury. You could tell by the way he was carted off that it was not good. I will say Aaron Jones last year, I believe, had a similar looking injury in terms of how he was carted off, what he feared. And then right after the game, he said he avoided an ACL injury. Christian Watson, I did not see in the locker room, although I was not in there for the first 20 minutes that it was open since I was in the podium room. But if Matt LaFleur is saying that right after the game and Christian Watson didn't talk to reporters and, you know, that's the sense we got, it does not look good. So I doubt they'll have him for the playoffs.
It's the fifth quarter with the Athletics, Matt Schneidman. Can you break down that special teams punt trick play from the Bears?
Yes.
That turned into a 94-yard return for a touchdown?
Yeah, I'll do my best. So basically, Daniel Whelan, the punter for the Packers, told his coverage team before the punt that he was doing a punt left. So he says punt left. So the coverage guys know, because the coverage guys aren't, you know, the gunners aren't looking up to see where the ball is going. Their punter is telling them where he's kicking it, so they run to the spot. Yesterday, DJ Moore faked them. He ran to the right to make them think it was a punt right. And the Packers coverage team, despite what their punter told them, went right. Well, guess what? Daniel Leland did what he told his coverage team he was going to do. He punted left. But no coverage team was there because they believed the Bears returner instead of their own punter. So I guess the Packers coverage team just thought Daniel Whelan had a miss hit or something. And so Josh Blackwell, one of the Bears coverage guys, was able to leak out, catch the ball when it was punted left, and all the Packers coverage guys were on the right side of the field, so they were not there for what was a very easy 94-yard punt return. That's coaching. That's execution. That's on the coverage team. That can't happen. Just, I was going to use the word despicable, and I think I still am going to use that word to describe just the lack of preparedness and execution for that play from the Packers.
That's really interesting that the punter was like, hey, I'm going left here, guys.
I can't believe that. That is actually insane. I didn't know that until just now, that they believed the returner over the punt. Because I noticed something in the TV broadcast of that play, and that is the camera operator was not fooled by the play. And typically speaking, in situations past, I've noticed that the camera operator has been fooled by plays like that in the past. Like 10 years ago when the Rams did it, I believe, against the Falcons, the camera operator was fooled. But that didn't happen this time, and so it seemed like there was something that was obvious that the team was missing.
Yeah, Whelan said after the game that he told his guys he was doing a punt left. But clearly that wasn't enough.
Wow.
It's the fifth quarter with the Athletics, Matt Schneidman. Break down the final drive by the Packers that led to the 55-yard field goal and then the final drive from the Bears, which got them their 51-yard walk-off.
Sure, I'll break down the biggest thing from those two drives, which was Matt LaFleur's decision to take a timeout with 58 seconds. And he said after the game that he was planning on going for it on 4th and 4 from the 37-yard line, down two, I believe it was, 21-19 at the time, which is why he took a timeout. The Bears had one left. Matt LaFleur, during that timeout, decided, whether it was Rich Bisaccia in his ear or a change of heart, that Brandon McManus could kick a 55-yard field goal. You would think that Matt LaFleur would be watching his kicker during warmups, and I didn't watch Brandon McManus during warmups. Bill Huber did, who sits next to me in the press box. He said Brandon McManus was good from 58 yards in that direction in warmups. Brandon McManus also hit a 55-yarder in the cold against the Saints a couple weeks ago. So how Matt LaFleur doesn't know that his kicker is able to hit from 55 in those conditions, that's beyond me. So I understand the process of calling a timeout to set up your best play to go for it on 4th and 4. But to not think that your kicker can hit from 55 and then he goes out and does hit from 55, and then that timeout gives the Bears a full 54 seconds to drive down the field. Oh, by the way, the Bears were able to keep their own timeout, because if the Packers don't call timeout there, the Bears probably use their timeout. But then the Bears have zero timeouts for their game-winning drive, and who knows if they're able to get into field goal position with no timeout. Who knows if they're able to get into field goal position with no timeout? Started the drive. That's bad in itself. The 19-yard completion to set up the spike, I don't know what the Packers were doing. Look, I get they're trying to just keep them in the field so they can't get out of bounds. That's fine. But how you just give them an easy 19-yard slant in the middle of the field, I don't get that either. So that was bad. The horse collar was bad. The timeout's the worst. And Matt LaFleur, this is not the first time he's botched clock management at the end of a half. He did it against the Seahawks, obviously didn't come back to bite them. But this is unacceptable. He knows that. He said it after the game. You got to know that your kicker is able to make that kick and not be so wishy-washy with your decision-making. And it ultimately costs them. And coaches of teams that are going to go on long runs don't repeatedly do this stuff.
The fifth quarter with the Athletics, Matt Schneidman. We're now on to the playoffs. Packers, Eagles in Philly, 3:30 kickoff on Sunday. I assume you're going to be there, Matt?
I will. My flight is already booked. My hotel's booked. I will be there.
All right. Enjoy.
Have fun in Philly.
Have fun in Philly, and we'll talk to you after.
I will probably be on a plane on Monday morning during that time, so I'll be in touch with you guys about when we're talking next week.
All right, well, we'll get together on Tuesday then. No big deal.
Fantastic.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Matt. Safe travels. The fifth quarter brought to you by Robinson Heating and Cooling. Get your furnace ready for winter with a tune-up from Robinson Heating and Cooling. Call them today to stay warm all season long. Robinson Heating and Cooling, your comfort, their commitment.